Today, the 28th day of blessed month of Mesur, may God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord and my Father and brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the Holy Fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our father Abraham, he was born in Ur of the Chaldeans, and the name of his father was Terah. Terah was an idol worshipper. His son Abraham took a wife called Sarai. The Lord told Abraham, "Get out of your country, away from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed, as it was written in Genesis 12. He left and went to the land of Canaan, where he lived under the guidance of God. God blessed him and gave him Isaac in his old age, for he was 100 years old. God tested Abraham when he told him, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." Abraham rose early in the morning, took Isaac his son to offer him as a sacrifice, as God had commanded. When God saw his obedience, he stopped him from sacrificing the lad. God prepared for him a ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. He departed in peace when he was 175 years old. Our father Isaac, he was the son of Abraham, and he was born by a divine promise. He was perfect in piety and obedience to God and to his father. He was willing to be tied and sacrificed by his father as an offering to God. For this reason, he was called a sacrifice by intention, and became a type of the Lord Christ, the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. He suffered many tribulations and sorrows and was sojourned in a foreign land. God gave him two sons, Esau and Jacob. Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, he called Esau to bless him. However, Rebekah wanted Jacob to receive the blessing instead. Rebekah made several food for Jacob to offer it to his father Isaac, pretending that he was Esau, and Isaac blessed Jacob. Isaac departed in peace when he was 180 years old. The father of the tribe Jacob. He was the son of Isaac, and God called him Israel, who prevails with God. Jacob sojourned in the land of Haran, fleeing from his brother Esau, who wanted to kill him, for he took from him his birthright and the blessing. On his way to Haran, and he took one of the stones of that place and put it under his head to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and your descendants, and in you and your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." It is written in Genesis 28. When he arrived to his uncle Laban in Haran, he worked with him in shepherding his sheep, and he gave him his daughters, Leah and Rachel, in marriage. He begot from them and the two maiden servants 12 sons and one daughter. After he dwelt in Haran 20 years, he returned to the land of Canaan. Together, Jacob and his brother Esau buried their father Isaac. He suffered many sorrows for his sons in with Joseph, their brother, and sold him to the Midianite traders who passed by and took him to Egypt. There Joseph gained the trust of the Pharaoh, who appointed him the second man after him. When the famine was over, all the land of Canaan, the sons of Jacob, came to buy grains. Joseph recognized them, and he asked them to bring their father. Jacob came to Egypt and lived the rest of his life in the land of Goshen. When he was 147 years old, he departed in peace, after commanding his sons to bury his body in the cave that was in the field of Machpelah, beside his fathers Abraham and Isaac. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Patre, yar, jis, afra.